KSRN News, I'm John Scott.
And House Republicans have narrowly approved their budget framework. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports on a press conference which the two GOP leaders held prior to the vote.
Holding a joint appearance with Senate Majority Leader John Thune in a bid to convince conservative holdouts, the two chambers were on the same page regarding spending cuts. During the brief remarks, Johnson committing to at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts in the party's ultimate Trump agenda bill, but Thune notably stopped short of making a similarly strong assertion, a fact that could spark concerns among hardline conservatives.
The 216 to 214 tally was a turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson after abruptly postponing Wednesday's vote. There are still more votes ahead as lawmakers draft a final package in the weeks to come. Also at SRNNews.com, from the Foreign Desk, a new prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington.
A U.S.-Russian dual national imprisoned in Russia on treason charges has been freed in a prisoner exchange with Washington. Ksenia Karolina was arrested in the Ural Mountains city of Yekaterinburg and convicted later that year on charges stemming from a $52 donation to a charity aiding Ukraine. The U.S. authorities called the case against her absolutely ludicrous. But Karolina was among a growing number of Americans arrested in Russia in recent years as tensions between Moscow and Washington spiked over the war in Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Slightly more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. Jobless claims edged up by 4,000 to 223,000. That's according to the Labor Department. In consumer news, U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. That's despite a drop in wholesale prices and no egg farms having bird flu outbreaks. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers consider a pro-life bill.
The measure would allow citizens to file wrongful death civil lawsuits against abortion pill providers. Tennessee has a ban on abortion, which makes it illegal for abortion pills to be sold. However, the legislation would only target distributors of the drugs, not doctors, pharmacists, delivery companies, or the women who might be customers. Supporters of the bill say they're trying to keep providers in pro-abortion states from flooding Tennessee with their wares. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's election for ambassador to the Vatican defended many of the administration's foreign aid cuts at a Senate hearing this week, adding that Catholic charitable groups are well-equipped to deliver such aid efficiently. Brian Birch is head of Catholic Vote, which helped lead a successful effort to boost Catholic support for President Trump to all-time highs. Republican senators encouraged Birch to urge the Vatican to continue defending the rights of Christians around the world. This is SRN News. There are indications the Fed is struggling to decide what to do next on interest rates.
In minutes from last month's meeting, policymakers say they would be in a difficult spot. The Fed could keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged if inflation remains stubbornly elevated. And they said it could cut its rate if growth slowed and unemployment rose. Rising unemployment can also lead to a recession, when the Fed would normally slash its key rate to support more borrowing and spending and stimulate the economy. Yet Fed officials would likely be reluctant to cut if inflation rose, because it usually tries to cool higher prices by keeping its key rate unchanged or even raising it if necessary. Inflation has come down sharply from its peak in June of 2022, but it has remained elevated. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's no let-up. Texas surpassing 500 measles cases, and the U.S. has more than doubled the total number of measles cases from last year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.